All right, so who has something? Anybody else have questions, comments, things they want to go over?
I think all we have left is coaches. Everyone's around. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Well, this has been cool. It was real. I find it really nice to be able to just relax and answer people's questions and not have to be, okay, we got to go. Nope, we got to go. Goodbye. Okay, goodbye. So I love these retreat kind of days. They're my favorites. So what time is it? 7:38. Okay, cool. We've been going for 2.5 hours already. What are you smelling?
Oh, peppermint has been my lifesaver in my workspace. I think it helps me with a lot of things. I don't know. It's like, I'm drawn to it. Like multiple times a day, I diffuse it.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, it's good for opening up, right? It just opens up the waves. It opens up the head, right? When people have a headache, sniffing peppermint can open up the vessels and the circulation and all that. Boy, it's still sunny by you, Lynn.
Yeah.
I'm interested.
My husband came in and he's like, oh, let me shut that. I'm like, no. And sometimes I move just so I can see it.
So you can be, yeah. Yeah. And my sun is just not the sun. It's just a light. It's been cloudy all day. Well, that's good. Does anybody have any last questions before we?
I was just going to share a celebration.
Okay, good. Yes, please.
So, I had mentioned that I was doing this liver cleanse, but I was also testing my blood sugars and they were like crazily high. Like I'd wake up in the morning, it's 104, 109. And I was like, what's going on? So I did my flush Wednesday night into Thursday morning. And yesterday I was just really uncomfortable and I was like, I'm not even gonna bother testing. So this morning I woke up and it was 75. So
flush that sugar away.
Apparently. That's but great. Anyway, so.
Good. Congratulations.
I got my first enema kit.
Okay. I guided my daughter, my 18-year-old daughter this morning through an enema because she had gastroenteritis. She had food poisoning. Ooh. And yeah, so last night was really a treat. Lots of charcoal water and stuff like that. Anyway, so she woke up this morning and she's like, I have a headache. And I said, are you willing to try the the enema? And so she did. And I mean, I guided her to do it for herself.
Yeah.
And so.
Oh, wow. Did the headache go away?
Well, not right away. Eventually.
Usually it does within like a half an hour when you.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Good job. Anybody else?
So, she can do it.
I mean, to get an 18-year-old to say yes to even doing it, my kids would have oh, Ma, are you nuts?
I'm sure she wanted to, but we have no pain relievers in the house.
Yeah, same here. Like their friends would come over
and do? I have a
headache. Can you give me an aspirin? No. Oh, do you have Tylenol? No. Well, what about ibuprofen? No. You want some acupuncture?
Yeah.
Well, she's going to the chiropractor.
Lie down in the bathroom undisturbed. I'll take it. I'll take a nap.
I've done what I've done for some of their friends. I said, okay, there's some points right here. Do you want me to press on them? And they'd sit down and I just poke on the acupressure points and eyes and stuff. And they go, wow, that really works.
That's right there.
Yeah. That one. I didn't do puncture. I'm not going to do acupuncture on a kid without their parents' permission, but I've done the pressure points and boom, went away. We had a kid almost in anaphylaxis in our hot tub. Because we'd come over and I made these chocolate candies with macadamia nuts and some other chocolate and everything. And he and Kevin got in the hot tub and Kevin's like, mom, you got to come out here. And he was having a hard time breathing. He was swelling up. He'd never had macadamia nuts before because his mom was allergic to macadamia nuts. So she never gave it to him. And I didn't make the connection. So I was like loading this kid up with vitamin C. I called this mom. I said, I got it under control. Cause I got it really quickly. We did salad, I gave him some a bunch of stuff, and got this reaction to come down. But I called her and said, I think he's undergoing, but this is what's going on. She goes, oh, macadamia nuts. Yeah, I'm allergic to it. That's what happens to me when I eat macadamia nuts. But his face was starting to swell up, and yeah. But by high dose vitamin C will help a lot with that. And enzymes, I gave him some enzymes, digestive enzymes. So if you're in that situation, right? Hmm. Yeah, wild, huh? Who else? Any other questions before we go?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask quick. I looked the other day on the website for the recording for the March group call, and it wasn't there. So that's like, 2 weeks ago, and it hadn't been posted yet.
The March group, the big group call, or this?
Yeah, it would have been the last Thursday in March. Yeah.
Do you know anything about that, Angelica? Yeah.
It should have been done because those are regularly taken care of.
I think Jazzy got so with all the graphic stuff we were doing, giving her the books and stuff for Shine, that for Sweet Spot. But we've got it under control that she's going to get caught up with that and then pass it on to another team member to do, so that we have backup when she gets busy. She's like this great graphics person. She designs all of our books. She designs, does the website stuff, and she's very protective of, no, I don't want anybody else to put those up. You have to do it just right. And whoa. Like, no, we need to teach somebody else to do it so that, nobody else can do the graphic stuff that she can do. Mm-hmm. So we'll make sure that happens. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you. Sorry about that. So this will be posted in sections. So, it's much easier to put it in sections the way we did it today than if we just put it on the site or give them the recording and tell them where to cut. So you'll be able to go back in and see.
Oh, she might've done it today. I just looked at her little task, and I think, was it on March 26th, Paula?
That sounds about right. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, she posted it today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yay.
I know the NEPT people wanted that one. We did a couple of the one with the lady with the Canva. People are asking about that. So hopefully.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Usually we're, it's 48 hours, 24 to 48. Sometimes she does it right away the next day. And sometimes it takes like on a weekend. If it's a Thursday, it might not get posted till Monday or Tuesday. But yeah. Okay. Okay, guys. Have a great rest of this Friday. Enjoy. Do something fun. I've been posting on my Unstoppable group and on my main page, like, okay, what have you been doing for fun? And people love responding to those. And it's really nice to see, that people are doing some fun things, like going to the disco, aka the living room. We had fun in the disco. My husband and I went to the disco yesterday and we danced up a storm, aka living room. So I think, people are
getting really creative,
right? Yeah. Somebody posted something like going to the Puerta Vallarden or something like that, because they were tired of hanging out in Los Living Room for so long. They went traveling. So it's like, keeping that up. And Scott, my husband's so crazy. He's just so careful. He went to Whole Foods today to get a few things, and he was supposed to meet Karen at Natural Grocers because she'd ordered macadamia nuts and he was going to give her share or whatever. And he was like, I got to go to two different stores. Like, so he has the mask and the hat and the clothes, layers and layers of clothes, and then the gloves and multiple pairs, so that he is one place, he tosses the gloves and then he puts on another pair. And then he comes home and he spends 3 hours washing everything, the packaging, the stuff. I'm like, I would be fasting if it wasn't for you. There's no way I'm going through that. I'm not eating. But he's dedicated and he's a little nervous. I'm not quite that nervous about anything. No. But it's been awesome for him because he's lost weight. He's down to the lowest weight he's been at for like 15 years or more. Wow. Yeah. Because he doesn't stress eat. He stress starves. Like, so most people that stress eat, he just can't eat when he's, so he's been just having soups and smoothies and skipping breakfast and lunch and having a nice soup for dinner. And he's like, oh, this is really nice having this. So anyway, whereas I gained it all. He gave it to me, I guess. All right, guys. Have a great one.
Thank you.
Clogging with your group on Zoom. Wow, that's really cool, Jill. Yeah. All right. I'm glad you guys like have the geeky side. Thank you, Heather. Thank you. She said, thank you for letting me indulge my geeky side and letting me sit in. Oh, yeah. It was great. All right, guys. Have a great one. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.